The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is reporting an alarming rise in the number of cases of West Nile virus. More than 1,100 cases on the books so far across the country. Joining us live, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Fauci, why is it so much worse this year compared to years past, and there seem to be so many more really serious cases?
Well, you know, you really can't tell why, because we've seen these kinds of fluctuations over the years since this virus was first introduced in this country in 1999. And it's almost always related to the mosquito population, namely whether there are a lot of mosquitoes and they're biting very well over a period of time. We're early in the West Nile season. It usually starts in mid to late summer and peaks in late summer to early fall. So the cases that we're seeing now are alarmingly high for the first 3 weeks in August. Hopefully it doesn't continue in that linear pattern and really peak very, very high, and we hope we can get a handle on that. The best way to do that is by avoiding mosquito bites, and there are ways to do that as well as mosquito control. But really, you can't predict from one year to another whether you're going to have a good year or a bad year, and it's been all over the lot over the last several years.
Dr. Fauci, we've had more than 40 deaths in our country as a result of it so far this year. Cases in Maryland, Virginia, now in the district confirmed as well. Are there indications that what we're experiencing here locally is going to get worse?
Well, you know, it's not good news to see these number of cases this early in the West Nile season. But again, it could plateau quickly and go down if, in fact, the people in general, as well as public health officials, address the issue of mosquito, because this is a mosquito-borne virus. And, for example, people can avoid getting bitten by mosquitoes. They usually bite at dusk or dawn, and when you go out during those times, you should really wear long sleeves and pants and use insect mosquito repellent. If you do that, you decrease dramatically the chances that you're going to get bitten by a mosquito. And since it's transmitted by a mosquito, then that gives you a significant degree of protection.
Something else we want to ask you about this morning, Dr. Fauci, the superbug that we just recently learned had just ripped through NIH a year or so ago. It turned out to be fatal in half a dozen cases, and NIH had a really tough time getting it under control.
Right. Well, this is a bug called Klebsiella, which is a bacteria. It's not a virus. It's a bacteria. And the problem with it is that it's resistant, quite resistant, to most of the drugs that we generally use to treat these types of infections. And it's sensitive only to a very few drugs, most of which are really rather toxic, relatively speaking. So there's a real hospital control effort in the sense of making sure that when you see a case of it, you isolate them, you wall them off from the sense of having free access to the patient. And they can cause serious infections. And as you mentioned, some of those infections can result in death. So it has been a problem. There still is this here. It's not only here at NIH, certainly not. It's all along the East Coast and some reports even from the West Coast. And it's something we really need to keep our eye on.
Dr. Fauci, you know, for so many years, we had all these antibiotics in our arsenal. And, you know, you get sick and you could expect you could find something that could take care of most nasty germs out there. That's not the case anymore. What is the future of virus and bacteria fighting?
Well, when you're talking about drug resistance, it's mostly in bacteria. So if we just concentrate on that for a second, there is always the threat of the emergence of resistance to the standard antibiotics that we have. And there are a couple of ways to try and avoid that. The first is the appropriate use of antibiotics. Only use them when you really need them and not inappropriately. That's a very important step to avoid the evolution of resistance. The other is to continue to have a robust pipeline of new antibiotics so that when resistance emerges, you can replace the old antibiotics with the new ones. Those are the two major ways that we can address this problem, which has been around for a long time, and quite frankly, will always have the danger of the emergence of resistance, because whenever you use antibiotics, ultimately, there's always the danger of inducing a resistance to that antibiotic.
Dr. Fauci, appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you.
Happy to do it. You're welcome.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.